This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Our heritage version, if you like, of Heritage Day today on Power Perspective. So yeah, it's still Heritage Day today. Those that are celebrating, as I say, please just make sure that you do it in a manner that is quite responsible, because we don't want to hear stories tomorrow about people drinking and driving and just, you know, overindulging. Just take a cab home. I suppose that message will is something that really resonates with you, because it's just a basic message. It's the last Thursday of the month. Brasol Mulobi, founder of Brand Hill Foundation, is of course joining us on the line. Brasol, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm good, and how are you, my bro? And good evening to the Power listeners.
Are you enjoying Heritage Day today? But I know you are a Heritage Day person every day yourself, Brasol.
No, it is indeed. I celebrate my heritage every day. I live my heritage every day.
Yeah.
And once a month, I go to Pan Africa Market in Alexander to buy malamogodi and so on. To get in touch, with my roots.
Beautiful. So what are we talking about today?
Today we have two phenomenal women. One of them is Karabo Nguyuza from Tembisa. She owns and manages an award-winning guest house. It's called Atang Guest Lodge. And she has a disability. And then, as we always do, we have also brought in an industry specialist who will provide us with empowering information on the sector. So this month is Tourism Month. Today is Heritage Day. So we are discussing both tonight, and also paying tribute to the luminaries in the industry, such as Karabo. She has a very inspiring story to share with us.
And Karabo Nguyuza,
the industry specialist.
Hi, dumelang, but to go Matla FM.
Matimba FM. Anyway, are you good, man?
I'm good, and how's everyone?
Dumela kae sol.
That's the best of the thing that I said.
I know. Brasol, you want to crack this conversation open?
Yes, just to say that the industry specialist is Alson Donlovu. She's the CEO of Limpopo Tourism Agency.
Yeah. Because of time, sorry, Brasol, we thought we should just allocate enough time with Sondo, because, you know, with you and Karabo in the little time, because already we are left with, 19 minutes already.
Okay.
So, but we've spoken to her. Don't be surprised if she's not on the line.
You know, okay.
Because
no,
we also wanted to give, you know, the benefit of time to Karabo as well as a small player. I'm sure.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Yeah. So let's talk about Karabo. How did you know Karabo?
Through social media. People usually tell us that social media is very dangerous, and they say they are staying away from it. And I say to them, it depends on what you use it for. It's a very important business tool nowadays. And when I was going through Facebook, I saw this bright, bubbly woman with exuberant character, you know, beautiful photos, celebrating winning an award, a tourism award.
Wow.
And then I was very interested. And even though we always argue that the assistive devices that we are using shouldn't define our personality, but for me, the fact that she was using a crutch and said to me, okay, let me be more interested to know this person. And then, yes, I found that she's the CEO and she's won an award. Then I inboxed her. I said, let's talk. And I asked her, tell me about yourself. And she told me about her hustles.
Yeah.
You know, as government, we used to talk about development of township entrepreneurship, and even a number of hours are taking place. And I said, okay, here's the recipient I'm meeting for the first time of an award, a tourism award, and she's based in the township.
Wow.
And I reached out to her. Then I said, the story is so exciting. I think she must share it with the broader power community.
Tell us your story, Karabo.
Oh my word. Where do I start?
Start with your interest in owning Atang Guest House. I mean, where did the idea come from?
Okay, so staying in Tembisa as a township, I wanted to bring the best and the luxury. I wanted to bring your center in our township. So being around in Tembisa, I've seen the gap that in guest houses is just your normal guest houses, but then I wanted to bring it to a higher level. So in Tembisa, we don't have much exposure. So I decided, okay, let me bring Centen into Tembisa. Let me bring your 5-star hotels into Tembisa. Then I introduced Atang Guest House. And then in Atang Guest House, we also have a spa massage. We have a nail bar. We have a place where people can just order food and sit in. So now people from Tembisa, they don't have now to travel to far places or to your sentence and to or whatnot in order for them to get the top classic accommodation or hospitality service that they need. So I saw it as a gap. And besides, being a woman living with a disability, it was very difficult to venture in any other businesses because of the challenges that I had. So the guest house was the easier one for me. And then besides, I love traveling. I've seen places. So I gathered all the traveling experience that I had so that I can bring them into Tembisa for people into Tembisa in a township to experience. And the lesser price, actually, because other places they're very expensive. People can't afford much. So in Tembisa, it's very less in price as well. It's affordable for my Gassi people.
How difficult or easy it is for you to operate as somebody living with a disability?
Sure. First of all, as a lady living with a disability, you have to work 10 times harder than anyone else around. For example, health issues. I'm a person living with cancer at the meantime. So having those days whereby you can't do a thing really, and it's just so difficult, your body just can't cope. And being on crutches again, walking around into business as well, you find discrimination from either the industry itself or from your clients themselves. And it's just so difficult. Sometimes you just have to manage people around and give them rules, instructions, and it's just so difficult to be in business and just have a disability.
Plus being a mother as well, because
to tackle all of those. And besides, it's not only the guest house that I have. I also have other businesses that I also have to run and to manage at the same time. It's quite difficult.
Yeah. What keeps you going, Karabo?
Sure. What keeps me going is the fact that I have a dream. I want to build an empire for me and the future generation. I want to empower other women. I want to empower persons with disabilities as well. So it keeps me inspired to say, you know what, as long as there's still that gap, I have to work hard to bridge that gap. It keeps me inspired. And to know that it's only few women with disabilities that are in business. Mm-hmm. So that, again, it keeps me going every day to say, as long as I see that there's still a gap, then it means I still have to work as hard.
Rasol?
Now, in fact, I've met many people from the township saying that they have property and they want to convert it into a business, and they are struggling to get a business permit, like to change the permit from residential into business. So maybe Karabo can take us through the process. How did she manage to get the municipality ultimately to convert her permit from a residential property permit to a business permit?
Yeah, because that cannot be easy, I can imagine. Karabo?
Sure, it was very, very difficult for me. Actually, it took me a year in order for me to get the Ekuruleni municipality approving to change to a residential area. And I made a mistake when I was starting the business. Apparently I applied with the wrong people and I got scammed. I got scammed a whole lot of money, which is the biggest mistake I've ever made. I didn't do my research enough, and then I just went with someone's advice and it was wrong and I lost money. So it is very, very difficult, and it like I'm saying, it took me a year, and then it was after a year whereby I got everything approved, because it has to go to your town planning, it has to go to your neighbors for them to approve whether they allow you to run the guest house here or not. It has to go to the mayor. It has to go to a whole lot of people in offices. And I think in each office, it has to spend almost a month in order for them to get all the signatures done and everything. It is a process that takes forever. I don't know if the department can just at least try to smoothen up the process, because it's very long and it's tedious and it takes forever.
What about... Brasol and I normally talk on this show about, the positive mentality and its importance for confidence, I suppose, for people living with disabilities, and how there is an acute shortage of it, because, that some of them, start giving up just from the beginning to say, who am I to start a B&B in Tembisa with the condition that I have to live with on a day-to-day basis? What do you often say to people who are despondent like that?
I always say the power of the mind, the mindset. You know, the mind is a very powerful tool. You can do anything and anything as long as you have a positive mindset. Mm. And you can also fail when you have a poor, negative mindset. So as a person with a disability, I always say, regardless of the challenges that I face every day, yes, there are those challenges. Yes, it's difficult and people still discriminate, opportunities and everything. But if I had channeled my brain so well and I put my focus into saying this I want and this I will achieve, then it is possible. I do my research. I read the right books. I listen to motivational talks. I watch the right channels. I go to the right seminars. And I go to and talk to right people. And I get mentorship. It is very important, that power of the mindset. Sometimes people, we get it wrong because you want to do something, but you don't do your research. You don't put the hard work. You don't do all the necessary things. And you want things to happen automatically overnight. Unfortunately, it doesn't work like that. But if you put your positive mindset into it, then it is possible. As long as you can win the battle in the mindset, then you're good to go.
Brasol, are you winning with that particular issue, of changing the mindset for the positive part of it? As you said, even for a person like yourself, it was a process for you to get to that point.
Now, in fact, my experience says, which I share with many people, is that Even the doctors and the therapists at the rehab will tell you that the medication and all the exercises contribute 50% towards your recovery. Mm. And the other 50% has to be healed and receive that healing power from your mind. And they say that as long as you are depressed, you haven't accepted the situation you find yourself in, you haven't accepted any condition, you wouldn't be able to recover, no matter how many hours they spend with you in the gym or how much medication they pump into your body. So positive thinking is extremely necessary. That's why in my book I even said you need a level of craziness as described by Steve Jobs of Apple. Mm. And in fact, it was very interesting. A few weeks ago, I found that Harvard Business Review has written an article on such craziness, and they called it the rebel talent. Mm. And they said, to this kind of exceptional, highly talented people, 1 + 1 = 2, but it's 3. So even in our case, disabled people, we have to do things where people will look at you to say, but if he's like this, he wasn't supposed to be doing this. And I always say, yes, it's because of my craziness. Usually I also say to people, if some of the people I was in hospital with can apportion 50% of what they've gone through to some of the able-bodied people, most of them wouldn't survive for a month. Huh. Yeah, it's extremely tough, and that's why we have to keep communication continuing between us as people who are disabled, without necessarily distancing ourselves from the broader community, because in reintegration into the community, it's extremely difficult, and it's even more difficult when you are on your own. Because at the rehab, at least that all of us who are disabled, you know, there is that spirit of camaraderie amongst ourselves. But once you are out, you are your own, so you have to be extra strong. You know, to appeal to all your senses to say, I'm going to be positive and I'm going to beat this.
Absolutely. Karabo, you spoke about your edge to empower women. To what extent are you including women with disabilities as well in that journey?
Okay. As I always say, and I always tell other women to say, you know, to be in business, it takes a special DNA. You have to have the special DNA in your blood and in your brain as well. So not every person can be in business, and not everyone has that special DNA to be in business in your brain or in your blood and whatsoever. So therefore, those who are in business, I try to help them around in order to in a way of establishing their business, growing their business, helping them with marketing and stuff like that. However, like I'm saying, not everyone is in business. So I have an NGO called Breaking Disability Barriers. So what we do is we also assist anyone who's in who lives with a disability in order for them to unleash their talent, their business, whatsoever that they're doing. Some of them, we help them to get them into schools. We help them to get funding. We help them. Sometimes some of them, they need just your motivation, mentorship, coaching, and stuff like that. So that's how we normally assist them and help them to go to the next level and to make their dream come true in a way.
What's your big dream, Karabo? How are you going to what extent do you want to see this empire that you spoke about?
Oh my God. I want to be known internationally. I want at least to live 40, maybe 40 kids going on. Even if I die, my grand kids can still benefit from the hard work that I'm putting on today. They can still remember my name. They can still say, we are working in the family business that Karabo Nguyuza has left behind. But most importantly, those lives that I will be touching each and every day, which is one of the reasons why I wrote my book, Living All Over Again, sharing my life story, sharing my journey, to say, you know what, no matter how difficult it is, I made it. Wubra Soli, they made it. You can also make it. So I just want to change the world and build it.
Beautiful. Like, before you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want Tiri Bon to be the next Oprah, actually.
Wow. That's good. Thabang Diepkloof, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Fine, how are you? Please go for it.
Good. Yes, sir. Can I have a Prasol phone number, please?
Yeah, no.
I want to talk private with him.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Just hold on. That's Thabang in Diepkloof. Prasol will ask Ntabi to give Thabang your number. I hope that's okay, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So it's okay, Prasol?
Hey, Tara. No, okay, I was saying just to build on the momentum that we are already on. Business is doing okay, even though, you know, the first 6 months will be a little bit difficult. As people know that I've since gone into business on a full-time basis. But the good news is that I've already passed 2 modules of my PhD.
Wow.
So I'm busy with my 3rd and the 4th. I should be finishing the 3rd module in the next 4 weeks.
Wow.
And then hopefully I'll finish my last module next year, March. Then I will start with the dissertation.
Wow.
Which is supposed to take me 2 years, but I think it would be much easier. I should be able to finish it, the dissertation, in a month. And you remember my name, Luopenfall, my
yes,
nickname.
Yes.
In fact, from the TV room to our bedroom, there are 5 stairs. And I hit those stairs every day. So when I see people on social media doing Westcliff stairs, then I say, I'm okay because I do 5 stairs down to the bedroom to sleep in the evening, 5 stairs out. And then because I don't have crutches, so then I balance with the walls.
Mm.
Then I remembered one song from the 80s, Tula Mabota.
Yeah, no, so, was it in the 80s? Tula Mabota.
80s or 90s, yeah.
No, yeah, unless if you are referring to another, I think you are referring to, what's his name? Mawilis.
Yeah.
96, I think.
96, yeah. 96. So, yeah, every morning and every evening, Gitula Mabota. That's my new nickname, Gitula Mabota. As I go down to the bedroom and I come up. So, during the day, I'm up and fall, but in the morning and in the evenings, I'm Tula Mabota.
Oh, Prasol, that's so funny. Prasol, thank you so much. People that want to get in touch with you, where do they get in touch with you?
I'm on all social media platforms, and my phone number is also on my social media platforms. Brand Hill, I'm there as Brand Hill Africa Foundation, and also on Facebook as Sol Molobi or Sol Khumotso Molobi, Twitter, everywhere, LinkedIn, you will find me. All my contact details are there.
Karabo, people that want to interact, people who are inspired, listening to this conversation, how do they reach you?
They reach me at Karabo Nguyuza, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm also on YouTube as well. And then they must also get my book, Living All Over Again. And then the guest house is in Tembisa. It's Atang Guest House. The number is 071-497-2717. Yes, that's how they get hold of me.
Agwande, as they say, Mandebele. Thank you so much, guys. Much
come
it.
For a beautiful massage. They must also come for romantic setup. They must also come for the baby showers and their events, booking of the venue, boardrooms, meetings, and stuff like that. I also offer them. And then I also offer a mini restaurant as well. So they must come and enjoy their summer at Atang Guest House in Tembisa.
Beautiful stuff. Karabo, thank you so much. Karabo Nguyuza speaking to us, and Prasol Molobi speaking to us on our disability feature, which we always do without fail every last Thursday of the month.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.